listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Yeah, you got me looking gravy, baby.
There have been a lot of duos and partnerships in the blues community over the years. Off the top of my head, I think of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, Muddy Waters and Little Walter, Buddy Guy with Junior Wells, Cephas and Wiggins, Anson Funderburg and Sam Myers, Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines. It's just to name a few of the great many teams that have graced the blues world. And today we're going to give tribute to another great duo who had a history of 27 years together. We're talking about Smokin' Joe Kubik and Benoist King. Let's start off with a couple of cuts off their latest and last album from 2015 on the Blind Pig label, which is entitled Fat Man's Shine Parlor. Smokin' Joe Kubik and Benoist King on our blues road trip today.
My pants down. She tipped up on me, and I didn't even hear a sound. I done messed up. This time, real bad. This time, this has got to be the end. I don't see no way she's gonna let me slide again.
Thank you.
could see it on her face. Knew I might as well start looking for myself a place. She's gonna put me out. Man, 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 what a bad day. I cannot believe I let myself get caught this way. Tried to cop a plea. She might be weak, I thought. She said, get out of my face. You're only sorry you got caught. Didn't have a leg to stand on. Couldn't say another word. She walked away from me, turned and flipped me the bird. Space in my mind. I was told you're playing a losing game. I knew it wasn't right, but I went on just the same. Said I wouldn't get hurt, cause it didn't mean a thing. But my heart wasn't listening, I'm in a lot of pain. She even told me she wouldn't leave a man. I said not to worry, it's just a one-night stand. But one turned to two, and on and on and on. Out of control, by then my mind was gone. Why didn't I learn the first time? Had to do it again. I must be out of my mind. Judging by my past, I get toe turned on. It feels just like magic. But if I get caught, the ending could be tragic. We'll be right back.
We just heard Smokin' Joe Kubik and Benoist King off their very last album they recorded together with Done Caught the Blues, followed by Got My Heart Broken. When you're eating breakfast and having some toast, you gotta have some jam with it. Benoist and I go together like toast and jam. I'm kinda like the toast and he's the jam. That was a quote from a guitarist Smokin' Joe Kubik in December of 1997 interview with the now-defunct Blues Review magazine. The two met in 1988 when Kubik, who was from the Dallas, Texas area, and his three-piece band invited King, a proficient jazz guitarist, to play with them. They immediately hit it off, recognizing the dynamics between them, and pursued their partnership. Their styles were so different from one another that the music just meshed and blended together very well. Let's get back to the music with some early material from their 1993 album, Texas Cadillac. Smokin' Joe Kubik and Benoist King on our Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
And a Texas Cadillac. million years since I've sat down and talked. Seems like a million years since I've sat down and talked with you. Oh, I love you, darling, and all we used to do. I was born on the 13th. I'm my mama's 13th child. I'm my mama's 13th child. Oh, you were born, pretty baby, born to drive me
Seems Like a Million Years, and it was preceded by Texas Cadillac, which was the title cut off their 1993 album. Kubik and King's songwriting skills together also seemed as if they were destined to be a team as well. King stated in a Blues Review article that he never envisioned himself as a vocalist or songwriter and had never actually sang before he met Joel. Benoist King hadn't even listened to the blues before their partnership in 1988. Moving ahead now to 1995 off the album Crying for the Moon, here is In One Hand and Out the Other.
Thank you.
wonder why. Do I go on any further? Yes, I wonder why. Necessary, and you know you got to eat too. That's why I wonder why. Do I go on any further? I'll tell you all.
The last time I had the privilege of seeing Smokin' Joe and Benoist King was on February 3rd, 2011 at the Fargo, North Dakota Winter Blues Fest. The two came alone with just their guitars, and they let the Cena Earhart Band sit in as a rhythm section. The interplay between the two was as together as Smokin' Joe once said, toast and jam. It was a great show.